A runoff will likely decide who the next mayor of the Fairbanks North Star borough will be. It's a close race between the top two vote-getters in yesterday's municipal election, Assemblymembers Luke Hopkins and Tammy Wilson. KYC's Dan Bross reports.
A candidate has to secure 40% of the vote to become Fairbanks borough mayor, and so far Luke Hopkins has 32.36% and Tammy Wilson 31.46%, a difference of just 125 votes. An undetermined number of absentee and questioned ballots are yet to be counted, but likely there's not enough to take either candidate over the 40% threshold. Hopkins and Wilson are borough assembly members on opposite sides of the political spectrum. Wilson says she doesn't plan to do anything different to distinguish herself from her opponent leading up to a runoff. She says her stances on proposed borough pollution controls targeting wood burning and a recently passed plastic bag fee are very clear.
I'm very conservative. I've been against the wood stove issue from the very beginning and the bag tax, so I think those things have already been put out there.
Wilson, who's surprised at her strong showing, credits those she reached in recent weeks campaigning.
The people have been just great. I so believe in door-to-door and the contact that you can make that way, and it's encouraging to know that it works.
Wilson says Fairbanks needs a mayor who will trim the budget and leave business like development of a gas pipeline up to the state. Luke Hopkins says his perspective is different.
You know, Tammy's message, as I've heard it, is, we should have less government, if I understand it. And mine is we have obligations, and I believe that we should be having a government that meets those obligations and takes care of the quality of life as the borough grows and make sure that we're meeting the people's needs.
Hopkins says the candidates' history on the assembly illustrates their divergent takes on the borough's responsibilities.
We have opposite votes on many issues, where I think that, you know, we can expand some of our operations with grant funding and see if it's going to work. I do want to have a lean budget, but as I said earlier, we have obligations to meet.
Hopkins says he'll continue to push hard on local air quality control and getting affordable energy to the borough. In Fairbanks, I'm Dan Bross.